The bottom line is, I've been trying to get this thing fixed for months, and nobody's done anything, and it's ugly, and it's dangerous, and it's government-owned, and you need to do something about it.
Okay. I'll do something about it.
Really?
Yes, I will help you.
Is that a promise?
It's more than a promise. It's a pinky promise. I pinky promise all of you that I will help. And I will go to that location tomorrow, and we will fill in that pit, and then when that's done, we're gonna put a park on the land.
In the first episode of the first season of Parks and Recreation, the pilot, we see Ann Perkins come to a community meeting where she gets to voice her concerns about the pit that is in the lot next to her house that her boyfriend, Andy Dwyer, fell in and broke both of his legs. Leslie Knope from the Parks Department is leading this meeting, and not only does she promise to fill in the pit, she pinky promises, and she plans to put a park in the lot on top of the filled-in pit. And that is the beginning, that's the start, that's the jumping off point for this entire series. But it can also bring us a lesson.
Do you mind doing it somewhere else? I'm trying to watch TV.
Perhaps now more than ever, I think it's pretty clear to say that not many people actually trust the government to do what they say they're going to do. And so Leslie Knope feels compelled to not only promise something, but to go a step beyond and say, no, I pinky promise it, which, you know, is a bit of a childish way to say, no, I take this very, very seriously. I'm not just flippantly saying I promise something, I mean it. But that actually speaks to a larger problem with society. There's too many of us who are willing to say something without actually meaning it, even promise something without actually meaning it. Matthew 5:37 tells us to let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than that comes from evil. Honestly, it's kind of a big downer that we live in a world where we can't trust each other with our word. In fact, that we have to promise, we have to swear, we have to give an oath that what we're saying is indeed actually true. But it's also kind of unavoidable, not just in government, but in society in general. But there is something that you can do. You yourself can be trustworthy. Don't say something unless you mean it. Don't promise you'll do something unless you're going to do it. In fact, make it to the point where people can trust your word without you having to qualify anything as a promise or you swearing to do something. Let people see you as genuinely truthful, honest, and trustworthy. And help people see society with a heart
so full of hope.
Catch a new Back Row Binge Watch on the Back Row Morning Show every Monday, right here on LTN Radio.